Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Saturday morning, as we're rolling, whatever you want to call it, here at the Borgata, where everything always looks so good. A lot of good things going on. Lots of good things going on these days. Obviously, the Phillies. Eagles have some issues, and we'll get into those this morning. But looking at the Phillies, and obviously, the fans are excited. Everybody's got them into the World Series, and obviously they have a good chance to do that with a possible home field the rest of the way. But as we've seen in the playoffs, I don't know that home field in baseball has made a big difference. Actually, it hasn't made a difference this year in the outcome of games. But I'm going to look at this a little differently this morning. And the reason, you know, everybody has reasons why a team wins. You know, you look at players, okay? You're going to look at Castellanos, who's really done a nice job. Would anybody have expected him to play this well? No, I don't think so. Even though he got off to a good start, and then he kind of faded a little bit, and then he came back, I don't think people expected him to get off to this kind of or play this way in the playoffs. Now, you could look at Castellanos. You could look at Harper. You could look at the pitching. You could look at a lot of different things. I wasn't excited about the bullpen last time, even though they didn't give up any runs. But whatever the case may be, one of the big reasons that I think the Phillies are winners this year is because of the ownership. And that you shouldn't take that lightly. We know that the 76ers have no chance of winning a championship, despite all that nonsense and BS that Daryl Morey will roll out at you. It's ridiculous. But that's because the ownership doesn't care. That ownership doesn't care. There's no passion to win. There's no intent. They can say, well, we spend all the money. Just because you spend all the money doesn't mean that you can win. Now, the Phillies have spent money. You know, is that a reason that they're winning? No, I think that's part of it. But I think the passion of the owner, John Middleton, creates such a different dynamic. He's a fan. The same thing goes with the Eagles. I mean, there's a passion to win. Jeffrey Lurie has a passion to win. You know, you got to, obviously, in today's world in sports, you've got to spend money in different ways in different areas. But that's not always the reason that you win. Just because you spend money doesn't mean that you win. And there's a connection and a passion that comes from ownership that I don't think fans should overlook. I mean, John Middleton, I guess he tries to stay in the background, and he doesn't make decisions, but he hires people that he thinks can make good decisions. Now, obviously, he made a mistake in hiring Matt Klentak, although some of the young players on this team were drafted by Matt Klentak. But in the end, Matt Klentak wasn't the right guy. Then Matt Klentak chose managers, and they weren't the right guys. But when John Middleton realizes there's a mistake and things aren't going the way that they should go and the people that he put in place aren't doing the job, he makes sure he corrects that. And that's because he has a passion to win. And with the Sixers, you know, the team is it's just a total mess. And the owner is now more interested in the Washington football team, the Commanders, or whatever the hell you want to call them. He's more interested in them than he is in the 76ers. And in reality, I don't know that he really has the passion for them to win, because he's all he cares about is money. When owners own a team, they already have money. They're already billionaires. John Middleton's a billionaire. Jeffrey Lurie's a billionaire. Josh Harris is a billionaire. But there's a difference between those three. And the difference is John Middleton and Jeffrey Lurie have a passion to win, where Josh Harris doesn't. He just has his passion to make money. And that's what you, in today's world, you need an ownership that's engaged. And I think that's one of the reasons. There's obviously many reasons. That's one of the reasons. I mean, it's easy to spend money when you have money. But it's not, that's not the whole thing. You've got to, hey, listen, it was probably easy. It wasn't easy, but it was easier for John Middleton to sign Bryce Harper. I mean, obviously he extended it more than he wanted to extend it, and I know that. And then the team wanted to sign Trey Turner. Trey Turner is a good addition. You know, all players are overpaid. So, you know, let's put that aside. But every ownership usually pays for players. But do they have the intangible that it takes to win? And I really think that's a difference with the Phillies and the Eagles. And clearly a problem with the Sixers. That's why the Eagles and the Phillies win, and the Sixers don't. We can talk about their season record. The NBA is a joke during the regular season. It's a bad product. To win games is not a big deal. It's about winning in the playoffs. Are you built to win in the playoffs? Does the ownership have the passion to make sure? I mean, if Josh Harris had the passion to win, Daryl Morey would be out on his ass somewhere, still collecting his $12 million a year for the next 2 years, but who cares? He is the wrong person that has no shot to win a championship, where the Phillies do have a shot because they have the right people in place. Dave Dombrowski obviously has done a good job, but that was John Middleton to convince him, and it helped that baseball wasn't going to expand quickly, and John and Dombrowski was involved in the Nashville franchise. And at some point, he may go back when baseball decides they're ready to expand again. But the reality is John Middleton made a decision, and he had a passion to win, and that's one of the reasons that he made the decision. Jeffrey Lurie didn't waste a lot of time with Chip Kelly. I mean, I think Chip Kelly's a good coach, but not in the NFL. I think he's a good coach in college, again, but not in the NFL. And he said, you know, this isn't going to work, and I don't care what I'm paying him, he's going to move on. But he has, the reason is his passion to win. Everybody wants to make money, but you got to have the passion to win when you own a franchise. All right, we will get into the Sixers. I don't know that anybody really cares. James Harden is a total. He and Daryl Morey are tied at the hip because they're both frauds. Now, they don't. James Harden doesn't like Daryl Morey anymore. And what James Harden said yesterday at practice is absolutely asinine and totally ridiculous. And we'll play that for you. 9:40 today, as we do on Football Saturdays, Mark Lawrence will join us, take a look at the weekend football, what he thinks about college, and also what he thinks about the Eagles. And the question today, obviously tied in to what happened in the Phillies Braves series. And that's the chance to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. I've told you it's a sensational place. Been there. The location in Horsham is right near the club I belong to at Commonwealth. Food's great. The atmosphere's great. You'll love it. You can watch games. You can do a lot of things. You can do it all. And three locations, Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington. Now, here's the question. Players that piss off the fan base for a multitude of reasons, and you can't take Arcia because that's what the question's based on. You know, he said something that he obviously regrets at this point, but I don't know that that's the reason the Phillies win, but it did just piss off the fan base. Spencer Strider, you know, said something, and I don't know if he was saying it sarcastically or tongue-in-cheek, because you don't know the context of the whole thing when he said there shouldn't be fans. I'd like to hear the entire conversation to know about that. But anyway, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. I don't really need to give you the number because you have it, but I do it just to be a nice guy. We will talk, obviously, about the Eagles. They have key injuries. Jalen Carter's out. Darius Slay is out. It's hard to believe, however, that they're going to lose to the Jets. And we can also talk about the Cowboys. They suck. Their quarterback sucks. If they ever get behind, they're done. Because that moron and dope of a head coach, Mike McCarthy, he wants to run the ball this year. Oh, yeah, he wants to do it. Well, he wants to run it because he doesn't want Dak Prescott to throw the ball because he's a turnover machine, as I've said for years. So forget about the Cowboys. They're out of the mix. The team that the Eagles have to worry about really is San Francisco. Now, I don't know why I want to start off the show like this, but he obviously has something to say because he's a dope and he's a Cowboy fan, and that would be Captain Moron Cowboy. Let's see if we can get him up here. Why doesn't this work? Is it this one over here? Oh, there you go. Hey, Nitwit, what's happening?
Taking the coons and idiots. I'm going to make this short and sweet. Okay.
Cowboys suck. Humiliated. Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, no, that's not the case.
They
Cowboys
suck.
Cowboys got humiliated, they got embarrassed, and they got humbled by the best team in all of football, okay? And until they get them out of their heads, they're not going to beat that team. That team is in their head. Second.
Yeah, but here's the bottom line here. Here's the bottom line. No, I'm going to comment for that. The bottom line is you can get beat by a team, but when you get crushed by a team and you're out of the game so early, you might as well go home. That's disgraceful. They were a disgrace against the 49ers. Forget about being in your head. They got it jammed right up the rear end. Hey, teams in the NFL are better. There's certain teams better than other teams, but they're not. Well, they are that much better than the Cowboys because the Cowboys suck.
Okay? Well, let's see what happens when the Eagles play them. But here's the thing. You know, styles make fights. You beat the 49ers. The 49ers beat us, and we can trounce the Eagles. Isn't that funny how that works? So we're not worried about it.
How does that? I don't even understand that. I don't even understand that.
Yeah, I don't understand it either, but that's how it seems to go. You got a two-game lead. That's a little concerning for me, but that's okay. We play you twice. You got some losses coming.
You think the Cowboys are going to beat the Eagles twice?
Tomorrow.
You think the Cowboys are going to beat the Eagles?
They're capable of doing it.
Well,
yeah.
I asked you a simple question.
They're going to beat them Sunday night football in 3 weeks. They're going to beat them dead.
That game here?
Yes, the game here.
No, won't happen.
Yeah. Okay. Because the 49ers slapped them in the face and humbled them, and now they know.
But they suck.
The way they have to get back in the pitchers, they have to beat the Eagles to do it.
But they suck. They suck.
Okay. Well, see, I can't. You're allowed to say that because of the beating we just took, but Cowboys don't suck, and you know it. Second thing,
I do know
I
they
told
suck.
You last week. I told you last week, every time you stinking rotten Eagle fans root for my Cowboys, we lose. Every single time. That's why I didn't want you rooting for us.
Well, not everybody was doing that.
Yeah, the majority of the Eagles.
Who cares? You have excuses. That's what the Cowboys are loaded with. Dak Prescott gets up there and then talks about, you know, what he's going to do, and it's his responsibility. You're a moron, a dope, and an idiot.
Jalen Hurts now. Guess what? That's what he had. Just as many as Jalen Hurts. So I guess they're both turnover machines now, aren't they?
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Dak Prescott had three interceptions in a game. When's the last time Jalen Hurts had three interceptions in a game?
I don't know, nor do I care.
Well, I would. You made a comment that he's got as many as Dak Prescott. No, he doesn't.
He has. How many did he have this year?
Wait a minute. Dak Prescott's got four interceptions.
Okay, how many did Jalen Hurts have?
I don't think Jalen Hurts has four.
You don't think? I'm telling you, he has four. You don't think? He has four. Just like Dak Prescott. He has four interceptions.
Yeah.
And if he did, he most certainly has three.
Well, he had one last week.
And that made either three or four. So
don't wait a minute. You just said he had four.
And he has two fumbles. Don't forget those either.
Well, no, I'm not going to. The fumbles aren't always his fault. The fumbles aren't.
Oh, really? So what happens? The ball just slips out of his hand?
You know, you are such an excuse. Hey, you know what? You know what? Here's the thing that I always like. Here's the thing that I always like to do with you, and that's hang up on your ass.
See you in 3 weeks before.
Say it, idiot. They are such losers. 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 Who's that? Sam? Bam. I got a. This mouse slides around all over the place. Bam, you're on WIP.
What's up, King? What's going on, King?
How you doing?
I'm good. You know what I mean? Never had a bad day in my life.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I'm glad the Phillies are where they're at, and I'm glad the Eagles are where they're at. But I'm going to tell, and the Flyers, too, how they're 1-0. Fly guys are 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, Flyers still have to. They have to do a lot more. And, again, I think the Flyers are going to win it now. It's going to be a while, a long time. But they have a chance to win a championship before the 76ers because at least they're starting at rock bottom. Where the Sixers, that fraud of a president and, quote, general manager, is clueless when it comes to building a basketball team. So they got no shot. None.
And I'm going to tell you, can I keep it 100 with you, King?
Yeah, I want you to keep it 100.
Okay. That whole ever since AI retired, I've turned my Sixers, my basketball view away from the Sixers, man. My team, I'm going back to my old team when I was a child, like 8 or 9 years old. I'm going back to the Sacramento Kings. I'm going back when Weber.
Oh, man. So I'm sure you, like a large majority of the people in Philadelphia, are done with the Sixers, out of sight, out of mind. And the prices, I was talking to a season ticket holder, and he'll remain nameless. The price he pays for his tickets is unconscionable. It's disgusting. Per game, it's awful. You pay to see that product? Are you kidding me?
You're right.
I don't even get it. And they have a terrible organization who doesn't care about you, the fans.
You're right.
They have all these things going on during the game. Great. You know, you're entertained. But you're supposed to be entertained, number one, by the basketball team. You got a player that doesn't want to be there. You got another player that's supposed to be their star. And he's a really good player in Joel Embiid. But he's not a leader, and he's not a winner. How are you going to win like that when
you
your
can't.
Two best players aren't winners?
You can't. And what Harding said yesterday, I really think, I'm going to use this word, he's a phony. Him and Daryl Morey are
phony.
Oh,
a total phony. I mean, beyond a phony.
Yeah.
A total phony. He is such a that was a mistake. I mean, I said it when it happened because they had a chance to get Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield and give up one less first-round pick, which would have got you the ability to trade Tobias Harris before now. The whole thing is a mess. Daryl Morey is an idiot. I'm telling you, he's a smart guy, but he's a basketball idiot.
You're right, absolutely. And going back to your last caller, that idiot Cowboys fan.
Yeah, what a loser he is.
I'm gonna tell. I hope he's listening. The Cowboys haven't been relevant since 1995, buddy.
You know what? And that is absolutely correct. They always say, oh, yeah, they're going to win a Super Bowl. They will, and this is a definite, will not win a Super Bowl with Jerry Jones or Dak Prescott.
Neither.
No shot. No shot. All right.
And how the San Francisco 49ers, you know, dug a nice little, put a nice little footing up there behind.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, yeah, that was good. All right, do you have a guess or a person on our question, players that piss off the fan base the most for lots of reasons?
Does it matter what sport?
No.
All right. I want to say Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid. That's how much I'm done with the Sixers.
Wow. Wow, that's an interesting answer. All right.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for the call.
No problem.
All right, have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. I'm going to play it, what James Harden had to say yesterday at practice, and I'm going to challenge every one of those things he said. And, you know, I'm so busy. I wish I was there because I had a question. The simple question, and none of the reporters asked that. It's a simple question. To put James Harden in his place. I'll get to that. We're at the Borgata, as always, having a great time. The time now, and we'll be right back, is 8:21.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
94, it is WIP. We are at the Borgata. You know, I'm just, I am, I guess, interested and wondering what the reception will be by the fans, the ones that really care about going to a Sixers game. And what I'm wondering is, will James Harden get booed? Here's what's also interesting. Just give you a heads up on this. The night of the Sixers home opener, it's not the beginning of the season, it's the home opener. The Eagles play in Washington. And you know what that is? In Washington against the Commanders. And you know Josh Harris will be there. Will Josh Harris come to the opener that night? The Sixers play their home opener the night that the Eagles play in Washington. And if he is there, will he get booed out of the building? I think I know the answer, but I don't know what your answer is going to be. I'm going to take a call, and then we're going to listen to that phony James Harden. Richard, you're on WIP.
So I'm standing.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Richard. You know, am I interrupting anything here? Are we okay?
Yeah, we're okay. I'm just ordering some breakfast.
You're ordering some breakfast. Can you order some for us, too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, go ahead. Just, you know, throw in a few things for us here, too. All right.
Okay. Hold on a second, kid.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean, hold on? I can't hold on. You got to tell the people there you're getting breakfast from. You can't multitask like that, not when you're on the air.
I'm sorry.
You ought to apologize.
Yeah. Bagel. And then another bagel with...
You know what? I don't want... You know what? Unless you're getting a bagel for us, you know, it doesn't make any difference. Let's go to Steve. Did I click off Steve? Sean, I'm sorry. Sean, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, brother?
How you doing?
Good, man. So I'm going to make the first point quick about the Flyers. I'm kind of more excited about the Flyers this year than I have been in, like, a while.
I think, you know, they've kind of straightened themselves out. And I like Danny Briere. I like Keith Jones. I think they're smart hockey people. Yeah, and I think they're going in the right direction. But it's going to take a while because it was a mess for years.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I like Comcast as a company. However, it is hard for a corporation to own a sports team. Yeah, to own an organization and really be invested the way they have to be invested. Now, they've changed things. Because the new CEO of Comcast, and I believe it's his title, is a guy named Dan Hilferty, who's a very, very, very sharp guy. And he understands, because he's a Philadelphia guy, he understands what needs to be done. So maybe they'll straighten themselves out in a lot of areas. But yeah, they got a chance, but it's going to take a while. It is going to take a while.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be, you know, this year. I like not having the expectation. Because it's like, all right, what are they going to do? Like, I liked Tortorella when we brought him in. Never a fan of Chuck Fletcher. So I was happy to see Danny come in, like you said. I feel like that just kind of breathes some fresh life into it.
Chuck Fletcher was a nice guy, but an idiot as a general manager.
Yeah,
good guy.
Well, I don't even know if he's a nice guy. I'll take your word for that.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, I've seen him. But you know, very, very poor as a general manager.
Yeah. So I just think we kind of hit that rough spot. But the reason I actually picked up my phone... I only heard the tail end of it. Somebody was trying to hype Dak Prescott over Jalen Hurts. So I'm a Cowboys fan. And that is disgusting. Because Dak Prescott hasn't done anything in 6-7 years that he's been around. Meanwhile, Jalen Hurts comes in. He's 6-0 right now. So who cares if he's throwing interceptions? You're 6-0. The fact that Cowboys fans think that Dak Prescott is the answer, let alone close to what Jalen Hurts is in their own division, he's not even the second or third best quarterback in his division.
There's national people that went that direction too, and Chris Collinsworth, because he rated Dak Prescott so high in Pro Football Focus, and he obviously has a piece of that. And I told him, you know, let's put this: we have a discussion. I know Chris, and I know the guys from NBC. And I talked to him one time the day when they were in the day before a game. I said, "You're wrong about Dak Prescott." And he looked at me. I said, "I'm telling you, his first year he had a great offensive line, great running game.
Zeke.
And he had wide receivers. He had everything was working for him. I said, he's not that guy. I called him a one-year wonder. And that's who he is. He's a turnover machine. He doesn't know. He's really, really bad at reading a defense. He really is not good.
Like, there's no adjustments at the line of scrimmage. There's nothing. There's nothing. And he doesn't want to run since his injury. And I get it. It could be a mental thing. But, like, Jalen Hurts, when push comes to shove, no pun intended with the third down and one thing that you guys do. But, like, when push comes to shove, he'll take off. He's a dual threat. Dak has turned into a pocket passer, and that's not him. And I feel like the only people who understand this is Eagles fans. So, like, I kind of enjoy talking to you all about trashing Dak. Because as a Cowboys fan, like, I've been suffering for almost 30 years now, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, I've been waiting. And it's not the answer.
No, it's they have no shot at a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott. Do you have an answer to our question or an opinion? It's really an opinion. Players that piss off the fan base for lots of reasons.
So I mean, this might not be a common one, but I'm going to say LeBron with a caveat when he went to Miami. I feel like that started the whole like. Let's build a superstar.
Yeah, but I really like to say, does he piss off Philadelphia fans?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want to direct it. You know, and Philadelphia fans are like anybody else. I'm not a LaFraud fan a little bit.
Yeah. Terrell Owens. I don't know if that was said.
You know what? Owens, with the way he exploded. Yeah, no, it wasn't said. All right, you're in. All right, thanks for the call. All right, James Harden yesterday. I got to get to this. He talked about his situation. Total BS, all right? Let's play. We'll start with one of the comments here from James Harden at practice. Yes, speaking for the first time since he's come back. All right, here's James.
Can you sort of explain sort of where your head is at with your situation and kind of how you plan to proceed from here?
Yeah. Just to, like, the fans, man, it's like, I just appreciate the support and love, and you know, I mean, it's definitely just a difficult time, but for me, it's just trusting, you know, the people that you've known over a decade, and, you know, when I got traded here, my whole thing was I wanted to retire at 60, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to be here retire at 60, and the front office didn't have that in their future plans. You know what I mean? So, like, it's literally out of my control. It's something that I didn't want to happen in the system being in this position. But, you know, I got to make a decision for, you know, my family. I understand this is a business. You know what I mean? So, it's just as simple as that. You know what I mean? I come here today, I work my butt off, and do the things necessary as a professional, as I would do and as I've been doing for 15 years.
All right. Let's start with... support and love from Daryl Morey. That's because he kissed his ass in Houston. All right, but let's get to the real heart of the matter. He wanted to retire as a Sixer. Didn't he kind of go to different places? Didn't he agree to go to the Nets? I mean, this guy just moves around, and when he doesn't like it, he says, all right, I'm out of here. How many times was he traded within a year and a half? I mean, it's a joke. You wanted to retire as a Sixer. Give me a break. You wanted the money. If you want to retire as a Sixer, you can, but not for a max contract. You want to retire as a Sixer? Okay. But not for a max contract. It just stop. It's such garbage. It's garbage and BS. Garbage. 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 All right. And then he says, you know, I just want to do what's best for me and my family. I don't know if he said me, but his family. Wait a minute. He's making $36 million a year. He's made in his career, I'm sure, what, $150 million, probably $200 million, $150 to $200 million. I don't know the numbers. You're going to tell me that your family is not taken care of with those contracts? You know, if you'd stop spending all the money at the strip clubs throwing around those bills, you know... It's just, but yeah, he can do what he wants on his own. But don't give me this garbage. I love that line with athletes. I want to do what's best for me and my family. give me a break. Your family's taken care of for the next four generations. It's sickening. It's sickening to hear that. He wanted to retire as a Sixer. Oh, really? Okay. All right. Now, he's also asked if he's, I guess, kind of cleaned things up with Daryl Morey. Here he is.
To the front, you had a relationship for 10 years. Do you think this is something that can be repaired? I mean, because you looked at it. It can't. And why? Why is it that? Why do you think it can't be repaired?
And this is not even about this situation. This is life. Like, when you lose trust in someone, you know what I mean? It's like a marriage. Like, you lose trust in someone, it's like hot. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's pretty simple.
To get what you want, which is move on from here at this point, is your play going to determine how and who gets involved?
What do you mean?
Like playing games to be able to move.
I mean, I can control. I'll take it one day at a time and focus on, you know, every day is a new day. So, but my plan is to play basketball, yes, for sure.
All right, let's deal with this, and I'll get back to something else just to clear it up. If he didn't want to play here, James Harden, had the opt-out on his contract. He didn't have to sign it. So if you didn't want to be here, you could have opted out and become a free agent. And you know why that phony didn't do it? Because nobody in the NBA was going to give him $36 million a year at this point in his career. Nobody. Nobody. That's why you had the option to not be here. If you didn't want to be here, you didn't have to be here. You didn't have to opt in. What a fraud. I just, he and Daryl Morey should go away together. Go on a cruise somewhere to nowhere. Cruise to nowhere. I've had it with both of them. I've had it with both of them. And by the way, he wanted to take, let me address it here. Mike Angelina here, my man here at the Borgata, looked it up, how much James Harden's made in his career. He wants to take care of his family. He's made $337 million. You think his family's taken care of for the next, excuse me, I said four generations? How about the next eight generations? What the hell are you talking about? It sickens me. Sometimes when athletes speak, and when you know it's total BS, it sickens me. James Harden, just go. Just go. And Daryl Morey ought to take a bag of donuts for James Harden. Just get rid of him. He overvalues his players. The Clippers have no shot to win in the West. So what do you think you're going to get from the Clippers? You know, he wants to go to the Clippers. What are you going to get for the Clippers? Nothing. Nobody wants to give you squat for James Harden. What a joke. That organization is really, really talking about jokes. They're a joke. And it's sad because I grew up a Sixers fan, just like a lot of people in town. Yeah, I criticize them now because they deserve to be criticized. I remember the days when they were good. It's been a long time, and they've had chances between now and then. The last time, I guess, when Larry Brown was the coach, when they got to the finals in 2001. I mean, and I remember when they won the championship. It was 41 years ago. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous what's happened to that organization. If they left town, nobody would give a damn. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata. We'll get back to the phones. The time now is now, 8:41. All right. Your days are busy. I know my days are really busy, but I know everybody has things they have to do, whether it's running around, errands, taking care of the kids, groceries, whatever it is. So you want to take care of yourself. Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. And that would be your favorite Tasty Cake treat. It's just, you grab a Tasty Cake in the morning, the afternoon, night, and you are happy. The crimpets, I grew up on butterscotch crimpets is what I grew up on. I like the jelly, but the butterscotch are my favorite. The candy cakes, I like the peanut butter candy cakes. The pies, I like the pies. I like anything you get from Tasty Cake is going to be terrific. No matter where you are, choose what feels right and enjoy it. You earned it, and you know you deserve it. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I could listen to this for a little while, too. All right. It's, hearing that, I don't know that Aaron Rodgers made the wrong decision. He got a hurt. It's just whatever the case. You got to feel sorry for the Jets, not this weekend. But, I mean, that would have been, you looked at when the fans and the, you know, there was a question to Nick Sirianni, which I think was kind of foolish. Oh, did you look ahead and thinking you were going to play Aaron Rodgers? No, he's not looking ahead. He knows what he has. You don't look at that game until you get to that game. I mean, you might prepare for it a little earlier if you have some time, but no, but it's too bad. They are not a good team. All right, let's head back to the phone. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you? I never had a bad day in my life, Steve.
I hear you. I got love for you, man. You know, I didn't want to talk about the Sixers, but since we talking about them, I'm going to bring it up.
Hey, okay. You can talk about the Sixers. They stuck.
Yeah, we will. Listen, I'm a longtime Sixers fan. Even I go back, you know, the days of Eugene Sticks and Harold Katz when they were, you know, ownership. I don't remember them being this bad with them.
Well, wait a minute. Harold Katz made the decision to go after Moses Malone. Remember
that? Absolutely.
Yep.
No, the only thing I can remember with him is he just didn't want to pay him, and then he got into that little thing with Andrew Tony, you know. But other than that, they were really good teams back then. You know what I mean? You didn't hear all that nonsense.
Yeah, there was a lot of issues with Andrew. Andrew was a different type of guy. Yeah.
But this thing here, man, this is unbelievable. I don't even want to put the Sixers on my radar right now. I really, really don't. And I'm gonna tell you, when I say I'm a 4-for-4 guy, I am. You know, and they just, I just don't even want to talk about them because that. That's how disgusted I am with them right now.
All right. Did you want to talk?
He should have been going a long time ago.
Yeah, well, he should have never been traded for. That was a terrible trade. All right. You wanted to talk about the Phillies or the Eagles?
Yeah, the Phillies. Now, Howard, let's be honest. I thought you said that they weren't going to beat Atlanta because I know several people who said that they had to play Atlanta.
I didn't think that they would beat Atlanta, and I'll be honest about this, but what I did say, I also said, and it's kind of crazy how this happens. The team with the best record almost never wins a championship. And I did say that, and it kind of always stuck in the back of my mind. I didn't think they would come up so lame as they did. But the reality is, what's that?
Don't you think it's not the best team? It's the team that's hot at the time? Because I don't want anybody to get upset at me. I'm not sure if the Phillies are better than Atlanta. It's just like, we don't think the Diamondbacks are better than, you know, the Dodgers, but these guys just got hot at the right time.
Well, yeah, but here, I look at teams at different times of the year. Arizona, in like midseason, they were really, really good.
Okay.
And then they kind of fell off a little bit. But the teams that win the division, the teams that won 100 games are all out. That bye week is horrible.
Right.
It's wrong.
It's like
they've got to find a way to fix that because that's just not fair for teams. Like if the Phillies won the division, they would have probably had a bye too.
Maybe Atlanta should let the Phillies win a division so they can play in the first round. Maybe they have a better result.
I don't know what to do. Well, you look at that. You look at Baltimore as a really good young team. Now they. Right. Probably yeah, part of their problem was that they were young. Yeah. But they'll be really good for years.
Yeah.
Who was the other 100-win team?
You had the Dodgers. You had Baltimore and the Dodgers.
And the Dodgers. I just don't know. That bye week is terrible. It's just absolutely terrible. Well, and Texas right now.
Yeah, they just rolling right
boy,
now.
Boy, I tell you, everybody thought they were going to be good, and now they really are good.
Yeah, now, so. I mean, I'm just hoping that, you know, the Phillies can seal the deal with, you know, Diamondbacks. Yeah. Diamondbacks is pretty much in the same position as Phillies was in last year. So you don't know.
None of these series are gimmies. Do you have a player that pisses off the fan base?
I have somebody. I don't know if this is going to make it. He sort of settled down, but Kyrie Irving is a head case, man. He's been, I mean, those
Who?
Last few years, he, Kyrie Irving. You know, he was going back and forth, and, you know, but he sort of settled down after he got traded to the Mavericks, but before that, he was just all over the place.
Yeah,
I didn't know what to think about him. He was an idiot, but did he piss off
the fan base?
Yeah.
And that's part of it, too. Yeah, I want to get somebody that really pissed off the fan base, but I appreciate the call. No problem. I appreciate it. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
You just touched on the Phillies and the Sixers. With the Sixers, well, more of the NBA, why do they allow these players to decide they want to leave after signing a contract with a team like that?
Because the commissioner is weak. He's allowed this to happen. The players run the league. The team's got to stand firm on those things, and they don't. It's just because the players run the league. And one or two players make a difference on a team. But you got to do the right things. I mean, Golden State's done the right things. Miami's done the right things. Teams that are winning teams. I think for the most part, the Celtics have done the right things. Milwaukee has done the right things. So there's a way, you should create a culture where players don't want to leave. I mean, and that's what it comes down to. Create that culture. And there's not enough teams. I mean, San Antonio did it for years, and they're going to be good again with that rookie. You got to create that culture. You've got to create that culture, and that's not and the teams that don't obviously don't win.
Well, it's just hurting the NBA in general. I mean, with exactly what you said, if they could – you know, build a culture for these players to stay on the team.
Absolutely.
I think it would be much better for the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have the Phillies into the World Series, I'm sure, right?
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm a little nervous facing Arizona. I know the regular season doesn't mean much, but we didn't play them very well when we played them during the regular season.
No, and they lost, what, 3 out of 4 here, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Regular season is irrelevant when it comes to the playoffs. We found that out. It really is irrelevant.
I agree. And you touched on my issue with should Major League Baseball switch up the series because it's a disadvantage to the
teams. Oh, yeah, playoffs have to be. They have to change them. They have to change them. And they have to sign. Maybe there'll be no buys. The teams that win the division, you just play the weaker teams. No buys. You just play.
And figure out a way to do that.
It's terrible to have the best teams and actually the fourth best team, which was Tampa, and they didn't play well at the end. They won 99 games and they were out. Milwaukee is the next best team and they were out. I don't know what it is, but the buys are the biggest issue, and they've got to change that. Are your player that you think is pissed off the fan base the most?
I think Michael Irvin. The guy. Was knocked out in the field. They booed him when he was down.
I don't know. Because he was a cowboy, he pissed him off. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know that. If he wasn't a cowboy, would you have been pissed off at him? He didn't really do anything to annoy the fans, but I'll put you down there. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. 215-592-9494. Michael Irvin. Yeah, I mean, because he was a Cowboy, and nobody likes the Cowboys. Nobody. All the only people who like the Cowboys are the idiots. all right. Phillies ownership, I'm telling you, it's such a difference. John Middleton, Jeffrey Lurie for the Eagles, Josh Harris. Yuck. Brutal. Brutal. And that's one of the reasons I don't think the fans really gravitate around. I mean, they just don't gravitate around the Sixers. They want them to win because they're Sixers fans, but I tell you, more people than not have had it. They're done. they are done. But we had a show. We got the MVP, Daryl Morey. We got the MVP. He was voted the MVP, and he's a really good player. But what does that mean? That was last year, and Jokic was really the MVP. But that's past. But don't lean on that. Oh, yeah, the other teams made trades. Yeah, but they had to give up something. Yeah, excuses. Ugh, brutal. Phillies are on their way to the World Series? Question mark. Eagles, two injuries. Not good, but it's a good thing they're playing the Jets on Sunday. All right, we'll get back to the phones. The time now is 8:57, and here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on all the action at Borgata's Poker Room. Great cards, if you're lucky enough. Lucky seats, high hands, bring excitement to every player. The Poker Room is open 7 days a week. Excitement, it's waiting. Only miles away from your happy place. This place, it's without question. It's not even close. It's the best, not just in Atlantic City, on the East Coast. Experience award-winning restaurants, all sensational. Exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. Action at Borgata Hotel and Casino doesn't stop. Great giveaways. I see cards in the main lobby here at the Borgata that they're giving away. Start planning your getaway today. And you can check it all out. And here it is, theborgata.com for more details. 94 WIP here at the Borgata, hour number two. I don't want to get sidetracked on the Sixers, but it is an issue. And it's an angry issue among two really good issues, which are the Phillies, which are the Eagles. But it's obvious why teams are good and why teams aren't. There's so many issues. But this next series for the Phillies, I mean, obviously they're favored and they should win. But Arizona's not a pushover. I mean, they can hit too. I still think the Phillies have to score runs with men on base without home runs. It's just, it's mind-boggling. They hit home runs and they win, which is, okay, I get it. I understand that. But you're going to have to grind it out somewhere along the way now that you're deeper in the playoffs. But, hey, listen, they're playing really well. All right, and I apologize for the next caller, but we'll waste a little time. Cowboy Jim, what the hell do you want?
All right, first of all, you let Captain Cowboy talk, you let Lamont talk, and then you let that fraud of a Cowboy fan talk. There's no way that guy was a Cowboy fan. No way. He was an Eagle fan. He was a plant.
Well, no way. Well, I don't plan anything.
Yeah, right. Okay, first of all, stop putting on that Fred Flintstone from Lansdale. He's just horrible. Just horrible.
I don't know who you're talking about. Don't criticize the other callers when you add nothing.
All right, listen. That Cowboy game, that was game 5 out of 17. 17. There's 12 more games to go. All right.
Didn't they lose to a bad Arizona team? So you want to throw that in there too?
You think the Cowboys went all the way to San Francisco to give 100%? There's so much more to go in this season. And
what?
Listen, let me
talk.
Oh
my gosh, this is pathetic.
Let me talk, okay? Game 5. Okay, that's the equivalent of like the Phillies. All right, game 50 out of 162 games.
Back then you said the Phillies have no chance of going to the World Series. Trey Turner is done. This is all that you said. So you're the
No, okay.
Here.
All right. Now you're going
to
stop. Now you're going to stop because that's incorrect. All right.
No,
I didn't
you
say.
Said the
Phillies
are not
okay.
A World
I'm going to hang
team.
Up. I'm going to hang up on you if you don't. I love the way you morons, and most of them are Cowboys fans. Oh, I said Trey Turner was done. Never, 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 never said that.
You
Trey
said
Turner
he won't
was
be good
no,
until
no,
next year.
No,
you
no, I did not
year.
Say. I did not say that. I said Trey Turner is a good offensive player. And somewhere along the way, he's going to get better than that. Defensively, he's average. But that's not why they signed him. Trey Turner is a good player and a good person. Never said he was done. So you were wrong. Don't misquote me.
Said,
hey, I'm going to hang up on you right now if you misquote me again. I said, I do not think. I didn't say the Phillies have no chance of going to the World Series. I said, I don't think they're going to the World Series. I think next year and the year after are the years they have great chances to win the World Series because they'll get more young players. That's what I said. And if you misquote
said,
me one more time, I'm about to. There's a. I have a button here.
Yeah, back then you also said Arizona was a terrible team. They're not going to go anywhere. You also said that. I remember.
Never said that. All right, I'm done. Yeah, I love the way that moron tells me what I said. That's not what I said. Arizona was a really good team in the middle of the season. A really good team. You know, and they were a really good team. And then they kind of fell off, and then they got it together again. I love when people misquote me. Talk about pissed off. That pisses me off more than anything else when people misquote me. Steve, you're on WIP.
Yes, Howard.
Yes.
Daryl Morey, I mean, it's actually a waste of time to talk about. You know, we're not.
Yeah,
going
really,
to...
it kind of is, but it's an issue. I mean, he shouldn't be running the organization anymore. He shouldn't be there. I mean, what does it take for that owner that has no idea about sports? None. He's got no passion to win. He's just got passion to make more money, more money, more money. And that's great, but not in the sports business and not when you own a team. You have an obligation to the fans to have a passion to win. Not just a passion to make money. And, well, I want to win. Yeah, no, you want to make money. And if winning gets you money, that's what you want to do. They tried to lose for 4 years and continued to raise ticket prices as they've done every year but 1 year of his ownership of this franchise. It is awful. So, I mean, that you got to have a passion to win. I mean, you have an obligation. You do have an obligation as an owner. And John Middleton and Jeffrey Lurie do. They have an obligation.
He has a passion to earn money, and he's going to make a lot of money off the Commanders. They sell out whether they're good or bad or whoever.
Well, they haven't sold out, but they will in the future. And he'll get a new stadium down there, and he'll raise ticket prices. Those people better get ready. It's coming. So that's all he cares about. Winning? Nah, that's secondary. And that's the problem. That's why the Phillies and the Eagles are winning franchises right now, because they have an ownership with passions to win. There's something to that. You can't overlook that.
He's all about the idea of ownership and money, and that's it.
Correct.
As far as the Phillies doing, the only one who's slacking is Schwarber. He just can't get around to hitting home runs.
No, he's not slacking. Did you say slacking?
Yeah, I did.
No, he's not. He's trying hard, but that's what he is. He's a home runner, strikeout. And in the playoffs, because the pitching's a little bit better, he's not going to get as many walks. You know, he's not the leadoff. Schwarber's a great guy, and he's good in a lineup, but not leading off. But that doesn't make any difference. They're winning, so they're not going to change anything. But, no, Schwarber's a good guy, and he's not slacking. He's trying hard, but that's who he is. It's just, for the most part, you know, it's home runs, strikeouts, and then he'll mix in a walk. But he hasn't mixed in many. I'm not opposed to Schwarber. I just don't think he's a leadoff hitter, that's all. I mean, but he's a really good guy.
I remember.
And he works hard. He plays hard. He does.
I remember you and I on the phone in the springtime, both of us agreed they would not make the playoffs, the Phillies.
And you know, I don't know that I believe that. I just didn't think they were going to the World Series, and I'm not going to change what I thought. I didn't think they were going to the World Series, but hey, look, things happen. It's just, you know, they started to play better, and it just whatever the reason, they have a good chance to go to the World Series.
I think they're going to win the World Series.
They got to beat Arizona first, and then. They're better. I think they're better off playing Houston in the World Series than they would be Texas. Yep.
You're probably right. I'm just sick of Houston.
Forget about sick. You want a team that you think if Texas gets there, Texas will. They're playing well right now. But anyway, all right. Who is the player that pisses off the fan base for a lot of reasons?
It was J.D. Drew.
No, that wasn't him. He didn't piss him off. The situation pissed him off.
Yes, but that's still wrapped around him.
I guess. All right, I'll put you down there for J.D. Drew.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, you got it. All right, have a great weekend. All right, let's go to Jim. Is that Jim? Yeah, Jim, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
I feel sorry for you today, dealing with all these kooks.
Well, you know, there's lunatics all the time. But the thing, there's a lot of things that annoy me. And what really pisses me off, when people misquote me, they create their own storylines, say, well, you said, well, I'll own up to what I said, but you better quote me correctly.
Right. Anyway, with these playoffs, I've been thinking about baseball, what a crazy sport it is, where you can have these great players like go in slumps for months and months, like Trey Turner, for instance, and Castellanos all last year, and now they're playing great. You don't see that in other sports.
You see people turn it around, but baseball, because you have so many games, I think there's too many games, but that's never going to change. There's so many games, you have opportunities to turn it around. And there's little things, and then you get on a roll, and you're mentally good. There's all kinds of things that can kind of help you through it. But it's not like with football, you have to wait till the next week. In
right.
basketball, a lot of times you wait a couple of days. But in baseball, you have games all the time. You don't stop. So you could have an 0-for-4 game and strike out three times. The next game, you could get two base hits and one of them a big one. But you can do it the next day.
Right.
Where you can't do that. It's not like that in other sports. So,
well, I'm just glad that the Phillies are not in slumps now, and they're playing their best baseball. That's when it counts.
I mean, there's some guys in the lineup not swinging the bat really well, but as long as there are other players to pick them up, that's fine, too. All right.
Okay. So
you think the Phillies are going to the World Series, right?
I don't know. I take it one game at a time.
Okay.
It's too hard to make predictions.
All right. Players that piss off the fan base.
Ezekiel Elliott. He did it for me with that feed me thing when he was.
Oh, yeah. That
used to get on me
jerk.
Big time.
Real jerk. Yep. That's a good one.
Thanks, Howard. Right.
Thanks. Take care. All right. Next is Bernadette, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good morning, Bernadette. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I never had a bad day in my life.
First of all, Howard, please don't hang up on me.
Uh-oh.
Because if I disagree with you.
Well, you can disagree with me. I'm fine with that.
But usually when a person disagrees with you on the call is that I listen to you all the time for years. Even when you were out with Mike Missanelli on the phone.
Who?
But that's a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't even know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Right around 3 o'clock, you used to come on sometime with Mike Missanelli. That's years ago.
I don't even know who that is.
Okay, well, I'm not going to talk about that. My reason for calling you, Howard, you should count your blessings. For a man that never had a bad day in his life, you know, I think you're so blessed. You are. You're smart
well,
man.
I'm just going to give you a quick philosophy on that. You know, we all have bad moments, but just keeping the bad moments don't ruin your day.
If you keep it to
bad moments and the rest of the day, more hours are good hours than bad hours,
true.
Then you've had a good day. So you've got to try to, you know, negativity, you know, there's thing, or not negativity, because we can say, we can criticize, but I don't like when people hate people. That's
true.
Just a bad, bad energy.
It's a bad word. I don't like that. It's very strong. I don't hate nobody.
Right.
And nowadays, living in 2023, you got to start spreading some love. You know?
Yeah, I agree with you, Bernadette. I agree with you.
Yeah, but anyhow, my reason for calling, I love when you come on living. What's the word? You always come on with your theme song.
Riding with the King.
Riding with the King, yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes it's Riding with the King, but sometimes I say.
So you want to take a short ride?
I don't want to take a short ride. But I'm just saying, sometimes it sounds like I'm listening to this word, allege, ride with the King, ride with the hater. Because, first of all, I'm a diehard Sixer fan. Years ago, when I took my son was 13. Now my son is 50 years old. And that's how long the Sixers been since they won a championship. But I'm a Sixers fan because I'm a Philadelphia fan.
Okay. That's fine.
Number two, I'm still a Sixers fan, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. I'm still a Sixers fan.
But when they do what they do, the owner doesn't care about winning. He's got no passion to win. The president general manager is clueless. Never won anywhere. He made a bad trade with James Harden because he had a love affair with, it was a man crush on James Harden, which was the wrong trade because he had another option which would have been much better. So I'm going to criticize. I'm telling you, Daryl Morey has never won in the NBA, never been successful, and he never will be. And I have the right, and you have the same right. You can still be a Sixers fan, but how can you put up with this garbage? It's garbage. The James Harden situation, just get rid of him.
I'm not a fan of James Harden. That's from Jump Street, okay? I'm not a fan of James Harden. So all he does is dribble the ball, drip, 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 drip.
That's exactly right.
I try to tune him out. Yeah. But another thing, Howard, another question I have for you.
Sure.
Are you really, really a Philly fan?
I grew up in Philadelphia. You know what? Here's the thing. My first parade in my lifetime was 1980. And I didn't get on a float. I walked down Broad Street with those floats. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing that you got to understand in my job. And there's people on the air that are fans. And I get it. Mm-hmm. I try to be honest with the people. And sometimes it sounds like I'm not a fan. I mean, John Middleton is a great guy. Rob Thompson is a great guy. Get along with those guys, great. Bryce Harper is a hell of a player. I get along with Bryce. I don't want to go through all my conversations. But the reality is there's a lot of people on that team that I really do like. But I try to be honest with people. That's all. All right, so let's get to the question today.
One more question.
Go ahead.
Every time I hear the radio, I listen to WIP, most of the callers, they always address you like Howard or King. Am I right?
I guess.
But why do you always criticize people and call them out of their name, like moron, nitwit, dope? Why do you do that?
Well, because if they fit, if the shoe, you know the saying, if the shoe fits, yep.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I was just curious.
I didn't name myself the King, and it's fraudulent if you give yourself your own nickname. And there's a lot of frauds out there.
Okay, all right, you're right.
All right. So the player that pisses off the fans base the most. If you weren't ready for it,
I can't think of none right now. Okay.
I
didn't mean to get on your nerves.
Bernadette.
Yes, sir.
Let's put it this way. I'm praying for you that you're a Sixers fan. How's that?
Yes, I am. And I guess what else I want? I'm praying for the Phillies to go to the World Series and
That's
win
okay.
the World Series. And,
it's
I,
okay.
and guess what? And you're going to come in next Saturday if they do win the World Series. You're going to change your tune right back to Sarah Moore.
Well, next Saturday, they can't win the World Series by next Saturday.
Daryl
Morey's Phillies. Never going to win a championship in Philadelphia.
That's
so
you being fraudulent because you know you don't like the Phillies.
Okay.
You want me all your callers
to
Bernadette, talk
about the Sixers
all day long.
You have your opinion.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're right. Okay. You have your opinion, and I have mine.
Have a good day.
All right. You have a great day. She has her opinion, and I have my opinion. How's that? 215-592-9494. You know, I'm glad you can think for me, and, you know, I'm happy for you. You must be a visionary. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata. The time now is 922, and busy days, busy, busy, busy. Make them happy days, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of all the things that you have to do during the day, whether it's taking care of the kids, going to school, whatever it is, take care of yourself once in a while. And the one thing that can do that is a tasty cake. Your favorite treat is a tasty cake treat. Crimpets, I always have loved the Tasty Clair pies. And also this time of the year, the pumpkin pie. I think there's a pumpkin cheesecake pie. That's good. The peanut butter candy cakes. There's so many good products and so many good things to eat any time of the day. No matter where you are, choose what feels right and enjoy it. You earned it, supposedly, and you know you deserve it. Tasty cake, except no substitutes.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, we'll see if the people get their satisfaction. A lot of things coming up. A lot of things. All right. Let's try to get as many calls in as we can. I'm going to try to take calls after Mark Lawrence as well, who's coming up at 9:40. Lamont, what are you going to say
Good morning to you, sir. Good morning. And another thing to you, Howard, you was wrong, Howard. Just admit it. About the Phillies.
I didn't think they were going to the World Series, and I could be wrong. Yeah, I could be wrong.
You was wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Just make sure you know that. All right.
I already said that.
My Cowboys sucker lost, and that other fan that called in before Jim called in, that's a fake Cowboy fan. You must have sent him the call. He's not a Cowboy.
I don't tell anybody to call.
I think you do that, Howie. You pay.
You know, I do tell people not to call, and you'd be one of those.
Getting worse than Angelo.
Who?
Keep it fair. Angelo. You know Angelo.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
What do you want to talk about? The Cowboys suck.
Talk about
do we know
Harden.
That?
You on Harden so much. You got to get off your soapbox with Harden. Let the man make his money. You know how it is, Howard.
Wait a minute. It's about winning. It's about having the desire to win. He said he's got to make, he's just trying to make money to take care of his family. He's made $337 million.
Yeah, okay.
Give me a break. He wanted to be a lifetime Sixer, wanted to retire as a Sixer. You never want to retire unless you get paid.
When he was in Houston, he made all that money. Are you kidding me, Howard?
What did he make? He didn't make money with the Sixers?
Oh, he made plenty of money with the Sixers.
Okay, all right. Hey, get out. I don't have time to waste my time with a Cowboy fan, especially a loser Cowboy fan. Stop. Buddy, you're on WIP. Buddy, not you're not there. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, you keep on saying that you said that they weren't going to go to the World Series, but I think I heard you admit that you said also that they wouldn't beat the Braves.
I said, what I said, I probably lean that way for sure. I said, but the one thing I said is the team with the best record in sports almost never wins a championship. And that was the thing that was kind of hovering there. Did I think the Braves were a better team? Absolutely. Absolutely. They were a better team. But the better team doesn't always win.
You've said that plenty of times. I think we all know it, Howard.
Yep.
You know, I'll tell you this thing. This is the biggest truism I know in baseball, Howard. Chicks dig the long ball. You don't dig the long ball because I know this is a
fact. What a stupid analogy.
Guys who can't hit the long ball hate and are jealous of guys who crush the ball. But we all know, Howard. How tall are you, Shorty?
Did I just hear you mix in so many different things,
and then make a question? Could you ever hit the long ball, Howard?
Yeah, actually, I did in the vet. How's that? Okay.
Not in wiffle ball.
Okay. I don't have enough time for that. It's just you need to generate runs with base hits. You can't be 0-for-5 with men on base. Now they were and they won, and congratulations. But it's you got to start driving in runs with men on base. Who would have thought that the Phillies could win a game against the Braves only scoring 3 runs? And they did, because the Braves really didn't do anything. They had 3 solo home runs. It's just, I don't know that you can win that like that and win a World Series. Now, it's great. It's a stupid old saying, oh, chicks love the long ball. Oh, great. You know, come up with something original, will you, next time? Come up with something original. What a joke. Patrick, you're on WIP.
Yeah, Howard, I got an answer to your question.
Go ahead.
Richie Allen.
Oh, I liked Richie Allen.
Well, you may have liked him, but
a lot of fans loved him.
Yeah, but
I can tell you right now, Patrick, that will not win.
Okay. All right. Thanks for answering my call. Have a good day.
And that's all you called for?
Great
way to contribute to the program. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how are you today?
Never had a bad day in my life. Dealing with some nitwits, but that's all right.
You know, the last time I spoke to you was 40 years ago with Jardell.
Jardell Playground.
Jardell.
Yeah.
Well, the rec center.
Rec center playground, yeah.
It was a karate tournament. You said nice.
Whatever. It just, you wanted to talk about the Phillies?
I love the Phillies. I've been talking to Jack Fritz since April and saying every single time they suck wind at the beginning of the season, they have a great season. You look at 80, you look at 93, you look at 08, they sucked at the beginning. You just got to wait them out a little bit.
Okay.
And that's, you know, my huge thing with them. Everybody was down on Trey Turner. Get rid of him. $300 million. I said, just watch. Just wait.
The players get a lot of money. It's just unbelievable. Yeah, and they all say they want to play there. Trey Turner's wife's from the area, so I get that part of it. Hey, listen. Bryce Harper said, you know, he wanted to play here. If he didn't get 300, let's be honest. I'm being honest, and it's not a thing where I'm criticizing Bryce. But if he didn't get $330 million, would he have played here if somebody else offered him that money? I don't know that.
Well,
I don't know that.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's like Howard
And he's embraced the city, and that's great. All right, who's the player that's pissed you off the most? Off the fans.
Okay, well, the funny thing is, his apology is what made him endeared to Philadelphia, but nobody nobody pissed off Philadelphia fans more than Mike Schmidt in the article in Florida about how terrible the Philly fans were. And that was what precipitated the
all right, who's so who's the player that pissed you off the most?
Mike Schmidt.
Oh, no, it's no way. The best third baseman in baseball. That was kind of a stupid analogy, but that's all right. I understand. Al, you're on WIP.
Yeah, Howard. Great. Boy, you're getting all these nuts today, man. I tell you, must be the water.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. You know, I think these road trips are a pain in the ass for the Eagles. Well, you know, hey, listen, it's part of it. Last week in LA, going to L.A., flying back there and back in one day. Yeah. But whatever the case, we go to New York, so it's not bad. So it's a nice.
What do you think about those injuries? How about those key injuries? I mean,
yeah, I mean, if they weren't playing the Jets, I'd really be concerned. But they're playing the Jets.
Okay.
They're playing the Jets. I mean, you don't want to. Well, you don't want them to be extended injuries. So Carter,
right.
You don't want to be an extended injury. And next week they play Miami, and they're going
right.
to need those defensive players.
Okay. What are the injuries? I really didn't. I mean, they didn't really get into it. You know what they were. I mean,
well, Jalen Carter is an ankle, and Darius Slay is a knee injury.
Okay. You can't jeopardize it. The meat of the schedule's coming up, and it's.
And maybe if it wasn't the Jets, I don't know if they would play, but whatever the case may be, they're playing the Jets. I mean, even without those two players, it won't be. Obviously, it'll be a little more difficult, but. They should beat the Jets. Come on.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, a player that's pissed you off the
Can
most.
Can I add one more thing about the Phillies?
Sure.
I just want
sure.
to ask you
Absolutely.
A comment.
Yeah.
Rhys Hoskins,
yep.
if they make it to the World Series, and I have heard exactly
He's not going to play. He's not going to
okay.
play.
Okay. Okay, I'm curious.
You know, where do you fit him in? He's only a guy off the bench. It's not fair to the other guys. He won't physically be ready. They can do all this hocus pocus, and he's taking batting practice and all. And I feel for Rhys Hoskins, the fact that he's missing this year, and it's probably his last year here because Harper wants to play first base.
Sure.
So I feel bad, but I just don't know how you put him on.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you put him on the roster.
Yeah, I agree.
The player that's pissed you off the most?
It's just recent. Ronald Acuna.
I took him out of the mix. That's too easy.
Oh,
Acuna. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm thinking Arcia. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that he would be, but
with the waving of
he
goes to those annex.
All right. I got you. All right. Thanks for the call. Thanks. Mark Lawrence will join us coming up next. The time now is 9:38, and here's what's happening here at the Borgata. The poker room, great action at Borgata's poker room. We're great cards. A lot of people get great cards. Lucky seats, high hands, brings excitement. Poker room's always packed. Every player has excitement there. It's open 7 days a week. Excitement in, it's only miles away, your excitement here from the Borgata, because it's your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment. Restaurants are great. Entertainment's great. And a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. They have giveaways, which are great. The sports book's really good, too. Really nice place. The action of Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway, which will be a fun getaway. And here's the way to do it. I'll give you the location on the website, theborgata.com, for more details. 94 WIP, another football weekend. Eagles have some injury problems, but it's the Jets. So if they lose to the Jets, and teams lose to teams that they're not supposed to lose to, but they can't lose to the Jets, can they? All right. Talk about the weekend football, and we'll get to the pros. Mark Lawrence joins us. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing a lot better, Howard, than Deion Sanders is right now.
Boy, I wanted to mention that. How do you blow a 29-0 lead? 29-0 at halftime. How does that happen?
You know what I think it is with this program? I think it's all glitz and glamour and no substance. and it eventually shows. It wears out, and you know, this football team was all hype and everything, and the numbers just aren't there for this team, and he's got to do a little bit more than just you know, keep hyping his football program. Yes, on top of it.
I know, on top of it. It's just all these people that have all this Deion Sanders, this prime nonsense love. Hey, I like Deion Sanders as a player, but come on, let's stop. You are absolutely correct. All right, let's take a look at the college first. Who do you like?
I'm going to play against a couple of 5-0 fat cats on the college football card this week. These are teams in Game 6 that start out 5-0. When they come favored, they tend to struggle more often than not. The first play today is going to be against Florida State, a football team that I think is also a lot of glitz and glamour and no substance. The public loves this football team, but you look inside their numbers here, they've got a very, very soft defense. They're allowing 360 yards a game. And they also, you know, you take a look at this team, they've only outgained three of their five opponents this year. Syracuse comes in here battered in their last two football games. I get that. I know that. But they're also taking an exorbitant amount of points to a coach that Dino Babers is 6-1 to the spread on the road in his career against undefeated teams. I think there's too many points here at Florida State to be laying. Give me Syracuse plus the points.
All right, who else?
The guy we're going to fade, North Carolina against Miami of Florida. Miami of Florida laid that big egg last week here with Mario Cristobal. But the thing I like about their chances today is the fact that following them in the press all throughout the week down here in Miami, that the players are really behind Cristobal. They're not, no finger pointing or nothing like that. And look inside that game at Miami last week against Georgia Tech. If they take the knee and get out of there, this is a matchup of two undefeated teams. They didn't, and in the process, they turn the ball over to Georgia Tech. They score on two plays. They go 75 yards to beat them. You take those two plays out if they kneel, Miami of Florida beats Georgia Tech by 350 yards in the football game. Much, much better team, I think, they are than approved on the scoreboard here. I think Miami proves their worth, and I think they upset North Carolina.
You know what? It will be interesting to see if James Franklin runs it up and beats the spread for, obviously, he's doing it for the alumni. Last week, he faked a kneel down, and they threw a touchdown to cover the number. 41.5. Let's see you beat that big guy.
Well, you know what he's got working for him here today, Howard, is in the process of all this stuff is when his team has won and covered their last two games in a row, they are 17-1 against the spread to do it again. So
let's see how he does it. Let's see if there's 3 seconds left, he fakes a kneel down and throws a touchdown to cover the number.
Yeah, as a 40-point favorite,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, what a he is such a loser. Boy, I can't. The guy is just, he's another phony. All right, let's go to the NFL. Who do you like?
I'm going to play against two teams in the National Football League that I'm going to play against some really soft rush defenses here. They allow over 5 yards of carry in their favorite in games. The first is going to be, I'm going to play Seattle plus the points against Cincinnati.
Yeah,
the world thinks Joe Burrow is all back. He may be, but the problem is I think they're a little bit premature in this. And you've got a Cincinnati defense that allows 5.3 yards per rush. It's not just the offense that's collapsed. It's the defense of Cincinnati. And with Seattle having an extra week of rest to get ready for the game, I'll play them plus the points.
Who else do you like?
That guy, this is an ugly one. We've got to get the clothespin out. We're going to play the New York Giants against Buffalo. And
wow.
What we're doing here is we're attacking Buffalo on two fronts here. Number one, their defense is just devastated with injuries. They've got three Pro Bowl players that are out on the defensive side of the ball for Buffalo. They allow 5.8 yards per rush, which is pathetic. And with Saquon Barkley back for the New York Giants here, I think that can be exposed. Then you've also got Buffalo coming back from London. And in the history of the games in London, favorites of 7 or more that come back from London with no rest, as they're doing here, are 1-6 against the spread. This is just too tall of a number in a football game like this. I think the Giants ugly out Buffalo and take the money.
You know what? Also playing in London was Jacksonville. Now, they're not a 7-point favorite, but does that work with teams coming back for London without a week of rest? Even though Indianapolis has their backup quarterback in Minshew, who do you like in that game?
Well, I actually like Minshew better than I do Anthony Richardson playing behind center for the Colts. I think he gives him a better, steadier chance to win a football game. And number two, Jacksonville's coming back off of London back-to-back weeks. So they've been camped over in London eating fish and chips for 2 weeks. And I think this is a real nice spot here for the Colts to come in here. And I do like the Minshew factor in this football game. I'd rather have him behind the center here today than Richardson. So I think they upend Jacksonville. Remember this, Howard. Jacksonville, the last 15 times they've been favorites, they've only beat the spread one time. They do not handle the favorite role at all very well.
You know what? Can the Chargers beat the Cowboys and give them two straight losses?
You know, they can. Will they? That's the question here. I'm going to side small to Dallas in the football game, and if for only one other reason or two reasons. Number one, they were embarrassed in primetime football last week. They're back in primetime football this week, and they do have 129 yards, the better defense in the football game. And I think that's the Chargers' Achilles heel. I think Dallas, by their defense, wins the game.
All right, the Eagles, it only dropped like a half a point with those two injuries, Jalen Carter and Darius Slay out. But it's a big number. Obviously, the Jets aren't that good, but who do you like in that game?
Well, I think Philadelphia's got to have their guard up completely in this football game. It can be real easy to play down to the Jets' level in a contest like this. And you've also got the fact that Philadelphia is laying points on the non-division road, which is a horrible role for defending Super Bowl losing teams to do just that. I don't think they're going to lose this game, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than Vegas anticipates. I think Philadelphia wins. The New York Jets get the money.
Maybe there was some magic. That was Taylor Swift there last week or the week before? I mean,
Two weeks ago. It's great.
I mean, I'm a Swiftie, but this is ridiculous already. It's just I've had it. She's such a good person. To get caught up in all this nonsense is unbelievable. But the Swifties will watch it. They don't even know how many yards there are in a football field.
They don't even know who's playing, Howard.
No,
right?
That's part of it, too. All right, if people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777. Or on the internet, playbooksports.com. Mark, you have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, enjoy the games. Howard, be well. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. You know what? That's the truth. I don't even know who's playing in the football game. All right. We're going to have to do this quickly, and I'm going to try to include more people. Just a response to our question. The players that piss off the fan base for multiple reasons. And go ahead.
Jerry,
go ahead, Jerry. Give it to me quickly.
Okay, I'm going to go with Odubel Herrera. He didn't run. He swung at anything, and he strangled his girlfriend.
That's another issue. All right, we'll put you in the mix here. And Scott, you're on WIP.
I'm going to go with Barry Bonds, King.
You know what? That's actually a good one.
Thank you.
He was a creep. Was a great ball player. He was a great ball player before he cheated. You're in the mix. Well, that just adds another one to what I was thinking about here. Joe, who do you got?
Good morning, Howard. Right. This guy drove people crazy.
Okay, go ahead. Give him to me.
It was Muhammad Ali.
No, that will absolutely not win. Because he was such a great guy. Dave, you're on WIP. Make it quick.
Hey, Howard. Thanks, man. My guy is Ty Domi. I remember the Flyers fans hating him so much.
That's actually an interesting one. All right. So we got a bunch of guys. Chuck, you called too late. Chuck from Marinari. You called too late, Chuck. I don't have time. You called too late. I'm sorry. All right, back at the studio, Justin, you know, I have a few guys. Who did you come up with? And I'll tell you who I was thinking about.
So I think I'm between Zeke Elliott and Kyrie Irving.
Well, I'm between Zeke Elliott, Joel Embiid, but we can't take Joel Embiid, and Barry Bonds. Darn. But Zeke Elliott was just too boisterous. Barry Bonds at least just cheated. So I'll go with Zeke Elliott. All right, so Zeke Elliott, that's Jim. Where was Jim from?
Clementon.
Okay. Jim over in Clementon, New Jersey. enjoy yourself at McGurk's. You win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Great place. They're located in Horsham, Lionville, Fort Washington. Great food, great experience. You'll enjoy watching the games here. It's everything's good at McGurk's. Everything. So, Jim, congratulations. And, Justin, you have done another fine job. Justin Morgenstein back at the studio. Mike Angelina here at the Borgata. Borgata, thanks to them. Thanks to everybody. Glenn and Mike Sielski are next. Is that correct? You stay tuned for that. Everybody, have a great weekend. Eagles football tomorrow, and it's a late game. It's a 4:05 or 4:20. I don't know which one it is, but it's a late game because they planned that Aaron Rodgers was going to play. So that obviously broadcast on WIP. Phillies Monday at 8, Tuesday at 8, obviously here on WIP. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy it. WIP, and the time now is 9:56. And if you just want a snack, and we all want a snack at one time or another, because you're so busy, you do so many things, take a breath, step back, and reward yourself. And the way you can do that, one of your favorite tasty cake treats, whether it's a crimpet, I like the butterscotch, or it's the candy cake, I like the peanut butter. Then either cakes, their pies, whatever it is, it's all so, so good. No matter where you are, choose what feels right and enjoy it. You've earned it. You have. And you know you deserve it. Tasty cake, except no substitutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.